Stories of Great Christians. From its radio studios in Chicago, the Moody Bible Institute greets its friends everywhere with Chapter 7 in the transcribed story of James Chalmers, missionary pioneer. The ship which was carrying James Chalmers and his bride to the South Sea Island mission post met her doom on the jagged reef that surrounded Savage Island. Natives running out into the water carried the passengers to safety after they'd been brought close to shore in canoes. The stranded missionaries and grieving captain were welcomed by Mr. and Mrs. Laws, missionaries posted on the island. There, the party was to remain for 6 long months while awaiting some form of transportation to the various posts. Mr. Law, seeing the extent of the damage...
You hardly got anything off the wrecked ship, did you, James?
Very little, Mr. Laws. I went out with the captain and a few men, but the wreck was in very bad condition and the goods mostly spoiled.
And you and all of the others must have only the clothes you wore when you came off the ship.
That's it. The worst part for me is I'd even taken off my coat and shoes.
We'll have to find something to replace them for you, James, and whatever else we can do. But I'm afraid that beyond supplying your meals, we don't have much on hand to help.
Oh, we certainly don't expect you to replace our supplies. Naturally, that's out of the question.
But what are you going to do? You're in a tight spot. It's a hard decision you must make.
Decision? What do you mean?
Well, with your equipment and supplies gone, I supposed you'd just turn round and go back to Scotland.
Go back to Scotland? No, indeed. We're headed for Rarotonga and the mission work. Come what may, Mr. Laws, nothing can alter that.
Six weeks of anxious waiting were brought to an end when a trading ship was found to take the missionaries to Samoa. At Samoa, they spent another tiresome stretch waiting for transportation to Rarotonga. Then a notorious shipowner and captain called Bully Hayes appeared. His ship was promptly chartered to take the missionaries to their final destination. And this last leg of the voyage was anything but dull because of the totally unpredictable character of the ship's captain.
Well, Jeannie, we got a good brisk breeze today anyway.
Yes, James, we have. However, there's... Look, There's the captain. Now there'll be trouble.
What are you up to? Now get busy, you good-for-nothing rascal, or I'll pound the tar out of you.
But sir, I've been trying to do my...
Take that!
Oh. He's knocked that poor laddie down. What a fierce temper.
Yes. No wonder they call him Bully Hayes. Sometimes I wonder if he's really sane.
And those wild tales he tells at mealtime about cheating the government and all that, they make your blood run cold.
Well, at least he's been gentlemanly in the way he treats us.
He's always spoken courteously to me, and he's never objected to our holding services.
Oh, I asked him about that before we ever came aboard. It's a missionary vessel now, he said. Everybody must attend the services. Trying to get him to see that the crew should only come if they wanted to, and he did finally come around to that.
Still, I'm glad we'll soon reach Rarotonga. We should land within an hour or two, according to what the captain said at breakfast.
I've been keeping a sharp watch, expecting to see mountaintops most any time now.
Mrs. Law said it's just simply beautiful. But any old kind of land would look wonderful after seeing nothing but water for days.
Yes. I recall reading that it was full of hills and mountains with cozy valleys tucked in between.
And the vegetation is glorious, too.
Mm-hmm.
Lush and green. Though there aren't many flowers, they say. We could plant some, couldn't we?
Well, yes. Have a bit of a garden and raise some vegetables, too.
There, James!
Mm-hmm.
Out there! Do you see something?
You mean... Yes. Yes, they're mountaintops. Keep your eye on it, Jeannie, my darling. That's our home for the next few years.
Thank you.
There's an outer reef of black coral all around the island, Miss Chalmers. Quarter to half mile broad. Almost impossible to anchor in close.
But, Captain, I heard there was a beautiful harbor on the southeast.
Oh, there is. But there's a windward exposure, ma'am. Dangerous for ships.
Well, how'll we get ashore, then?
The missionaries will sight us. Send natives in a boat to get you. And, today, with the waves as high as they are, you may have to be carried ashore.
You mean as they did when we came back to Savage Island after the wreck?
That's it. Hope you're not scared, ma'am.
My wife is never scared, Captain. She's a better sailor than most men, for all she seems so tiny and frail-looking.
She'll make a good missionary, I'm sure of that, Mr. Chalmers.
The captain's right, James. Look, a boat's headed this way.
Oh, yes. They must have been looking out for us.
I hate to put you off like this with no victuals and little of anything else. Are you sure you'll get along? Sometimes these missionaries left for years on these islands and only occasional visit from civilized folk.
Well, if everything grows as easily as I've heard it does on Rarotonga, we'll not starve anyway.
Well, you'll be all right if you don't mind living on bananas and breadfruit and taro.
Taro? What's that?
Oh, kind of starchy root vegetable, ma'am. You fix it like you would a potato.
Sounds easy enough.
Of course, there are traders from Tahiti who come to these islands. All right, your boat's coming in close now, so... Well, both of you, let me say thanks for your kindness. If I had Mr. Chalmers always around... This rough old sea dog gets it gentle. Nobody'd know me.
It's only the Lord who gentles us, Mr. Hayes.
There's a native coming alongside now. Who wants overboard first?
I'll let down my wife, then swing down on a rope myself.
All right. Let me get your cargo loaded first. Catch 'em box!
You ready, dear?
Goodbye, Captain. It was an interesting voyage. We'll pray for you. All right, dear. I'm ready.
Now then, over you go. Well, goodbye, sir. Think over what I told you. Remember, Christ is seeking. Even when we're enemies and afar off, he loves and calls us.
I'll remember. Not every day a preacher takes interest in a rough man like me.
It's God who's interested. Ask him to give you light.
I will.
Coming, James.
Coming. Goodbye, Captain.
Goodbye. Hope you'll be happy on your little island.
God's with us. He'll take care of everything. We're sure to be happy. Swinging down. Look out below.
How unsteady this little boat is.
Look, the whole crew is lined up at the rail to see us off.
Goodbye, man. God bless you all.
God go with you, each one of you. Pray for us.
Here we close land now.
I see we are. Jeannie, I think someone's coming out of the house.
It must be Mr. Krause. Oh, here comes his wife. I see a long skirt.
He's alerted the whole village, it looks like. The people crowd to the beach.
It looks like we're going to get a royal welcome.
Well, I guess we should consider ourselves fortunate, huh? Suppose they were waiting to catch and eat us. That's happened to missionaries in other places, you know.
Don't be ridiculous, James. The people here are reported to be wonderfully civilized.
Of course, they've had the gospel for a long time.
We close to rock. A big man come, carry you land.
Good. The sooner we get there, the better I'll like it.
Look, how the spray splashes way up in the air. And here comes a native, James. I think he's going to carry me. Oh, here I go. Oh! I had a big mouthful of water.
I'm right behind you, Jeannie. Keep your head up as high as you can.
Oh, I had forgotten how wet you can get. Oh, What a wave that was!
I see him.
I call name. What fellow name belong you?
Chalmers. Chalmers.
Tomate. Tomate! Tomate!
You hear that? Sounds like we've got ourselves a new name.
On shore, the Krauses, missionaries, led the natives in a rousing welcome. And in a few short hours, the Chalmers felt almost at home in their strange, wild surroundings. Rarotonga, they found, was one of the most beautiful of the islands in the South Pacific. Against the vast barrier of coral reef, mighty waves of deepest blue would often rise to a height of more than 20 feet, then, curling over, break into silvery white spray, and finally roll in subdued beauty over the long, white sandy beach. James and his wife were enchanted by its loveliness. But a day or two after their arrival, the Chalmers were vividly reminded that they were among people who could quickly revert to savagery. One night, as Chalmers and Mr. Krause sat on the porch of the mission house, after supper, quietly talking.
You say the chiefs are called Arikis, Mr. Krause?
That is right, James. They have complete power. In fact, you might call them dictators.
Then no one else has any power, is that it, Mr. Krause?
Usually only such as is granted to them by the Arikis. He usually gives land to certain friends or relatives, and these men control their own farms. They are called Mataiapos. Most of the other people are simply peasants or serfs.
I see. How do you go about ministering to the whole island?
It is not easy. Transportation has to be by boat or by horseback. It takes hours to get to either of the other two principal stations.
Yes, I see. Very difficult.
Besides the church work, the mission operates an institution for training native pastors and teachers. I guess you heard about that work before you came, did you not?
Can't say I had. So I'm going to become a professor. The last thing I'd ever expected.
I wonder what that disturbance can be.
Sounds like the people are worked up about something.
It is not a sound of rejoicing. They are angry. I think I'd better send someone to find out what's going on. Excuse me for just a minute, please.
James!
Yes?
Do you hear that sound? Muttering and shouting and drums beating? What do you think? Do you suppose the people are angry?
I can't imagine why they should be angry. They greeted us with such joy and were so friendly yesterday.
But now they sound savage and dangerous.
Well, Mr. Krause has sent a messenger to find out what it is. Should be able to tell us in a few minutes.
It's getting louder. Oh, James, come here to the edge of the porch. There are people crowding in close to the house.
Come back here, Jane. Suppose someone should throw a spear.
Oh, you frighten me. You don't suppose they really would?
We're in a fix for sure.
What do you mean?
That crowd out there aren't from our village at all. They've come from the other side of the island.
But why?
They are angry. They say the new missionary belongs to them. They won't let him leave over here. They have come for you, Chimes.
Me? But haven't the missionaries always lived over here?
Yeah. There are a dozen reasons why it is the only practical place to stay. But it is no use trying to explain it to that crowd.
They've surrounded the house!
Yeah. What frightens me is that they have brought chairs lashed to poles. I'm afraid they will rush in at any minute and run off with both of you.
So we conclude Chapter 7 in the transcribed story of James Chalmers, Missionary Pioneer. This is another in the series of Stories of Great Christians, which come to you from the radio studios of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago.